这些年轻人也能够体验啊，在神面前的那样的一种崇拜的意境。
And the young people can also experience the feeling and the fervency of worship.
我们也看到神活在他们的心里。
We can also see how God has lived in their hearts.
啊，这以小弟奉主圣名开始来证道。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, I will begin tonight's sermon.
啊，那我们在这次布道会，我们把耶稣当年在世上宣告一些大好的信息啊，来分享给大家。
And through this series of evangelical services, we have shared with you the message of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，有平安的信息。
The message of peace.
有自由的信息。
The message of freedom.
有圣灵的信息。
The message of the Holy Spirit.
啊，晚上我们今天来分享啊，这个永恒的居所这样美好的信息。
And tonight the topic is the eternal dwelling.
啊，我们人生好像在做客旅一样。
And as we live in this world, we are like strangers and sojourners.
我们好像暂时居住在这个地球上。
And we are just like guests living in this world.
啊，那么我们的这个大地上啊，一代过去，一代又来。
And on this world, we see that generations pass by.
啊，地却永远长存。
But yet, the earth abides forever.
啊，我们的人的生命是那么的短暂。
Our life is so short and transitory.
同一块土地，它只不过不断的在更换所有权人的名字而已。
The land is still there. It's just that the ownership changes.
啊，甚至是一个国家的这个名字而已。
Or perhaps the name of the country may change.
但是人的这个历史在这个世界上说起来是极其短暂。
The human history on this earth is relatively short.
我们人的生命也像一朵花一样。
And human life may be compared to a flower.
就花开花谢的时候。
It blooms, it fades.
所以我们人的生命虽然短暂。
Even though our life may be short.
但是天上的神却看重我们的生命。
But yet our God in heaven cares for our life.
所以他借由天上神他自己道成肉身来到这世界上。
So he came to the world in flesh.
他借着耶稣基督来宣告这样的美好信息。
And the message was proclaimed through the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们知道我们生命的去处。
So that we know where is our final destination.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
第一节到第三节
Verses 1 to verse 3
十四章第一节你们心里不要忧愁你们信神也当信我二节
Verse 2
在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有我就早已告诉你们了我去原是为你们预备地方去三节
Verse 3
我若去为你们预备的地方就必再来接你们到我那里去我在哪里叫你们也在那里这段经文是主耶稣他告诉门徒的话
This is what Jesus said to his disciples
那么今天也是告诉所有信他的人的话
It is also spoken to everyone who believes in him
我们不用烦恼
Do not be troubled
我们相信神
But believe in God
那么我们就要相信耶稣
Must also believe in the Lord Jesus
主耶稣给我们的真实的盼望
This is a true and living hope
就是在天父的家里有很多住的地方。
That is in the Father's house, there are many mansions.
主耶稣他说，如果没有的话，我就早就告诉你们了。
And Jesus said, if you were not so, I would have told you.
耶稣他是一个天上的神，他是信实的神。
Jesus is the one true God. He is faithful.
他不可能会用欺骗的方法来欺骗人类。
And he will not lie to us.
所以他告诉我们。天上有在父的家里有很多住的地方。
So Lord Jesus says that there are mansions in heaven.
就表示那是真的存在。
And so they must exist.
那么人因为不知道我们生命的归宿，所以我们会带着很多的焦虑忧愁。
So as men, we do not know what is the ultimate end of our lives. So that is why we worry.
如果一艘船它在大海中汪洋大海。四面都看不到陆地。
For example, if there's a ship in the ocean and there's no land in sight,
那么它的导航如果坏掉了,
if its navigational system is malfunctioning,
那我想这个船长一定会很担心,
and the captain of the ship would be quite worried.
如果他没有一些航海的技能的话,
if he does not have any navigational skills,
他不能够利用一些这个天象来引导他的方向的话,
if he's unable to use the stars to guide his path,
那么这个四面望去都是一样，他要把船开到哪里去呢?
And where is he going to direct the ship?
你看在沙漠里面迷路的人,
those who get lost in the desert,
他都是在走，他不断的在走回原来的路，结果就在那当中死亡了。
And so they lost their ways. They just go around in circles. They finally succumb to the heat.
因为他到最后就体力衰竭，就干渴而死。
At the end, they die of thirst.
因为他失去他的方向。
Because they have lost their way.
他不知道哪，他没有办法来坚定一个他正确的方向。
They cannot determine which is the way to exit that desert.
所以人生就像这个样子。
So such is human life.
人如果不知道自己生命的方向,
if we fail to ascertain the direction of our life,
那么人生实在是带着很多的不安,
then we live with fear.
那主耶稣他在这里他安慰他的门徒,
Here Lord Jesus comforted his disciples.
他说我去为原是为你们预备地方去,
say that I go to prepare place for you.
如果预备的地方就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And he said, if I go, and I will come again to receive you.
这个他，这就是他为我们预备的生命的归宿。
And so this is the final destination of our life.
所以主耶稣他说你们信神也当信我。
So Jesus says that if you believe in God, you also believe in me.
人人心中都有一个神。
We all have a God in our heart.
但是是到底真神在哪里?
But where is the true God?
主耶稣说他就是道路真理生命。
Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
他就是天上的神。
He is the God in heaven.
所以信靠他就能够找到生命的归宿。
So if we believe in him, we can find the final resting place of our life.
按照圣经上所说的,
As the Bible tells us,
我们的生命将来都要复活。
We shall resurrect.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十节。
Verse 50.
五十节，这里使徒保罗这么说道。
Here Apostle Paul he tells us.
他说：“弟兄们，我告诉你们。”
He said, "Brethren, I say to you,
血肉之体不能承受神的国。
The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那个必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
The corruptible cannot inherit the incorruptible.
所以我们带着这个血肉之体，我们是不能够去进入那个永生的国度去的。
So carrying with us the flesh and blood, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以他说，我今天把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
So in verse 51, Paul says that I tell you a mystery.
他说我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
生命要改变。
Our life will be changed.
在将来有这个主耶稣再来的时候。
When Jesus comes again,
就是他把天上的家预备好的时候。
Once he has prepared that heavenly home.
那他说在眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候。
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.
那么响起的时候死人要复活成为不朽坏的。
And the dead will be raised incorruptible.
所以这个必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的。
And the corruptible must become incorruptible.
所以这个死就被得胜吞灭了。
And this mortal must become immortal.
世界上没有人能胜过死亡。
And death is swallowed up, and no one can overcome death.
再强的人他都要被死打败。
No matter how strong you may be, you'll be defeated by death.
因为死是最坚强的。
Because death conquers all.
没有人能够，从来没有人能够胜过他。
And no one has been able to conquer death.
那人在最终就要生命就会进入死亡。
As we live in sin, one day we will succumb to death.
但这里说死被得胜吞灭了。
But yet here says that death is swallowed up in victory.
就是说耶稣他胜过了死亡。
That is, Jesus has overcome death.
他为我们人类钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified for our sake on the cross.
承担了我们所有的罪。
He carried all our sins and iniquities.
然后他死后三天复活。
He was raised on the third day.
他以肉身的身体死亡。
He died in the flesh.
然后变化成为灵的生命。
But he was resurrected in the spiritual life.
然后复活升天。
He was raised and he ascended to heaven.
这个过程就是我们将来要走的路。
And so this is the same process that we must all go through.
你如果相信耶稣。
If you believe in Jesus,
接受他的救赎。
And accept his salvation.
相承认自己的这个过犯，
and to confess of our sins,
愿意来走这条信仰的道路，
and we are willing to walk on this journey of faith,
你不用花费任何一毛钱，
and it will cost you nothing,
你只要这样，你只要愿意接受耶稣基督为你的救主，
as long as you are willing to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
你只要立志跟着他的脚中行，
as long as you are willing to follow in his footsteps,
在人生的路上，不管苦还是甜，都坚定地走在这条信仰的路上。
In our journey of life, whether bitter or sweet, we persist in this journey of faith.
那你紧追着这条的路，就是将来主耶稣他复活的路。
This is the way and the pathway that leads to resurrection.
所以你也要一样经历死亡，再进入复活。
So we shall go through death and be raised again.
当然，如果主耶稣再来的时候，我们还没有经历死亡，我们就会改变形状。
And if when Jesus comes again, we are still alive, we will be transformed.
我们就能够变成属灵的生命。
We'll be transformed into our spiritual life.
这是一个在圣经中给我们的观念。
And this is the concept that the Bible has instructed us.
也可以说是主耶稣给世人的一条通往永生道路的一个地图。
And this is also a guide map through which we can reach eternal life.
我们借着这个地图引导我们人生的路，就能找到天上的家。
And this is the pathway through which we can find that heavenly home.
所以这是一个大好的信息。
So this is a great and wonderful news.
不过我们看到今天并不是每个人都愿意接受这样的一种一个观念，或者是这样的信仰。
But yet today we find that not everyone is willing to accept this belief.
这个人在人生命中的罪性是很强的。
The sin controls us.
所以人的罪性会驱使人和天上的神不和好。
Our sinful nature is in conflict with God.
所以我们看现在很多这种人在追求这种永生或者是灵界的一种体验。
And some they are seeking some level of spiritual or eternal experience.
那他们都用另外一种方式在自己去摸索。
And they're attempting on their own to try to have this experience.
他们并不接受耶稣的这一回事。
They refuse to believe in Jesus.
他们只觉得要自己去找到他的路。
They feel that they can find a way on their own.
当然，我们说，如果人有心要寻求真理的话，他一定会找到正确的路。
And we say that if someone is determined, they will find this way.
因为真理就是神。
Because the truth is God.
那在寻找真理就是找到神。
If we find the truth, then we have found God.
你就找到了事实的真相。
And we will find what is reality.
我们在没有找到事实的真相以前，太多讯息来混淆我们的想法。
Before we have found what is true and real, we are conflicted, we are confused by many things.
在我们台湾有一位医生。
In Taiwan, there was a doctor.
他之前他是读我们的最高学府台湾大学医学院毕业的。
He was a graduate of Taiwan University Hospital.
然后呢，他来到美国。
He came to the States.
那他是精神科的医生。
He was a neurosurgeon.
他担任了很多医院的这个工作。
And he was tending to the work in many hospitals.
啊，那他也曾在加州的啊一某间医院服务。
He also worked in one of the hospitals in California.
那也曾在我们啊南加州大学啊担任这个副教授。
He was also a professor at USC.
他本来是一个基督徒。
He was once a Christian.
啊，他的名字叫做陈胜英。
And his this is Mr. 陈胜英。
他本来是一个基督徒。
And he was once a believer of Christ.
那么因为有一次他在这个做这种精神方面的治疗的时候。
And once during one of the neurological treatments,
他发现要借由催眠这种方式可以得到比较好的效果。
He realized that he can obtain better effects through hypnosis.
啊，所以呢，他就学习催眠的这种技术。
So he started to learn and to practice hypnosis.
那有一次他在为两位美国这种白种人啊，在催眠的时候
，and once when he was trying to hypnotize two of his Caucasian patients，
他竟然发现这两个白种人用这个中国古代的那种文言文啊来讲话
，and he realized that these two Caucasians they were speaking in ancient Chinese language。
这两个白种从来没有学过中文
，and they do not understand Chinese。
但是更不要说讲这个文言文，古早的那个话。
And even to say they do not even understand any form of Chinese language。
那这件事情让这个陈医师非常的震惊。
So this Dr. Chen, he was greatly astonished。
因为事实摆在眼前，他们真的在讲那些话，而且在讲他们的过去。
And they were using Chinese to speak about their past.
然后呢，他从此他就开始研究这个属于这种前世今生的那种领域。
And so then he started to do some research into things that happened in past life.
因为既然这两个人会讲中国古代的话，表示他们的前一辈子是。中国人
and, so, he,
好几辈子以前可能是
and so his deduction led him to believe that these two perhaps were once living in China and they were once Chinese
所以他相信人有前有好有轮回有前世
and so he believed that man will, he believed in the reincarnation
那他就把他医疗报告医疗过程写了一个报告
So he used his diagnosis. He wrote down his medical report.
那是比较超越比较不是现不是正规医疗的一种模式了哈。
And so that was not part of his normal medical practice.
但是他觉得那已经是一个事实摆在他的眼前。
But yet he feel that was some a fact that he has witnessed.
他没有办法否认。
That is something that is undeniable.
那他在后来用这个方式去用接触其他 case， 又发现其他的这种同样的现象。
And so in other patients, he discovered similar phenomenon.
所以他发现有些人有习惯性的头痛、胃痛，或者是一些不莫名医，就是没有办法用医疗来解决的一些莫名其妙的疼痛。
And some people who suffer from chronic headache or other types of pains and sufferings that could not be resolved by medication. So they came to him. They came to the neurologist.
啊，精神科就是利用这种，他说利用这种催眠的方法可以得到好的疗效。
So as a neurologist, he recommend going through hypnosis. To gain better effect.
因为他说这种不明的疼痛可能都是由于他上一辈子的一些问题所造成的。
So he believed that these unknown pains and ailments are perhaps were caused by past.
所以他
by the past life.
所以他借由让他们进入梦境里面，然后去找到这些东西。
So they try to through hypnosis have them go through their past dreams to find answers from their past lives.
所以他后来就写了很多书出来。
So he wrote a few books.
啊，把他的经验把它写在他的书里面。
And so he wrote down all his encounters and all his experiences.
啊，然后他现在就是在寻找这种 这个领域的一些东西。
And so he is actively researching into these types of phenomena.
就是所谓的潜意识。
That is something that is unknown or something that is hidden in the subconscious.
他说潜意识是一个是一个很重要的东西。
And things that lay in our subconscious, it is something that is very important.
因为它可以发掘你好几世代以前所有的记忆。
Because you can recall from many generations past.
所以它是一个潜力无能的潜能无量的无限潜能的地方了。
And so this is something that is with unlimited potential.
它就是用一个比喻说啊哈。潜意识好像电脑软体一样，我们的身体好像这个电脑，所以电脑会坏掉，但软体还存在。
And so the subconscious mind, it is like if the computer breaks down and the hardware breaks down, but the software or the firmware is still there.
那么这些人，他们觉得可以利用做梦，然后来解梦，然后再训练怎么梦。
And so through dreams, they can try to interpret their dreams and try to find answers through their subconscious.
然后像孵鸡蛋一样把梦孵出来。
And just like try to hatch an egg or try to incubate an egg.
然后再把你的梦实现。
And then your dreams can be realized.
现在都在做白日梦。
And so this is what we call daydreaming.
我以前常说人家做白日梦是在嘲笑人家的话。
When we say daydreaming, it is something of a ridicule.
但是现在人这个在现在人却把这个白日梦当作是这个最重要的东西。
But yet today, daydreaming is considered the most important.
然后他说，我们这样子就能够发挥无限潜能，甚至你可以与神对话不得了 与神对话。
And so he said that he can realize the full potentials of his subconscious, and to the point that he can converse with God.
这种东西现在人就吃这一套。
And so this is something that many believed in.
这不是跟圣经一样吗？
Isn't this like the Bible?
这就是撒旦的本质。
This is truly the work of Satan.
他要跟神同等。
They want to be like God.
他要跟神一样大。
They want to be as great as God.
从以前到现在都没有改变。
From the past to the present, it is the same.
所以他现在应用在人身上的观念思想一样。
So these type of thoughts and ideas, it is the same.
你的潜能会无限发挥。
Your subconscious contains power.
你可以轮回一代一代一代，你就一直进化，一直进化，一直进化。
You can through the repeated reincarnations and repeated evolutions.
只要你训练这种信念的话，你就会无限的进步，就跟神一样。
If you believe in this, then you can evolve to be like God.
所以这些话说起来就是像撒旦的言语一样。
So these sounds like the words of Satan.
在这以赛亚书四十五章这么说到。
So it's recorded in Isaiah 45.
我们看四十五章第五节。
Isaiah 45 verse 5.
以赛亚书四十五章第五节。
Chapter 45 verse 5.
第五节说：“我就是神，在我以外并没有别的神，除我以外再没有神。你难道不认识？你虽不认识我，我必给你束腰。从日出之地到日落之处，都使人都知道，除了我以外。”没有别神。
And verse 6.
我是主，在我以外并没有别神。这段经文是以赛亚先知神借着他所说的话。
And this is what God said to the people through the words of Isaiah.
有哪一个神这样子说话呢？
And is there another God who can say this?
只有造物主这样子说话。
Only our Creator, He can say this.
所以如果今天不只是一个神的话，那么讲这样的时候，别的神一定会抗议，
today,
那就不可能会让他这样讲。
Today, if there are more than one God, and God say this, then the other God will complain and not allow him to say so.
那我看这个天下宇宙就大乱了。
And there will be great chaos among the gods.
天上的神他是说真话。
God in heaven, He is saying the truth.
这世界上并没有别神。
There is no other God beside Him.
他也是信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
他就告诉我们就是这个事实。
And this is the fact that He is trying to tell us.
但是今天人的观念就是说，我们不喜欢被神管，我们要跟神一样大。
Today, our human concept, our feeling is that we do not want to be ruled by God. We want to be just like Him.
所以他们认为啊，可以借由自己的意志让自己无限的扩张。
So they feel that through their own efforts, through their own research, they can expand themselves.
这是一种自我夸耀的话。
These are words of self-boasting.
但是这种东西却让现代人啊，非常的啊，这个非常的入迷。
But yet it has attracted the hearts of many in this modern world.
所以我们看现在的很多的这种科幻的电影科幻的故事，其实都在想讲这类似这样的一种想法。
So if you look at many of the science fiction novels or movies, these ideas come from these.
把人无限的膨胀。
To elevate the status of humans.
让自己好像变成跟造物主一样大。
So that man can be as great as God.
所以轮回说他就是用这样的观念存在的。
So this is the basis of reincarnation.
能够让人相信生命是永远存在是没有错。
To allow man to believe that life it is a continuous cycle.
但是他却忽略了一位真正的神的存在。
But yet they have neglected the existence of true God.
但是在他们其实在他们的观念里面，他们也没有否定这个最高的正义和最高的一个就是善良了哈。
And in their thoughts and ideas, they do not abandon the fact that there is the highest good and the highest form of righteousness.
他们承认这个宇宙有一个最高的善良跟正义。
They believe that in this universe, there is the greatest good in this world.
但是这个每一个人都有机会做。
But yet, we all have the opportunity to be that ultimate good.
所以这样的一种观念可以说是让现在人非常的可以接受。
And so this is acceptable to many.
因为你没有办法确定。
Because you are not sure.
但你可以这样逃避一些现实的问题。
But yet, through these concepts and ideas, you can escape.
所以他们说一生，我们人的一生就是在学习一个功课。
And so they propose that their human life, it is a lesson.
没有什么对错的问题。
There is nothing that is right or wrong.
你的一生就是你的功课，你学完了就是回去。
In your lifespan, you are to learn a lesson. Once you have learned it, you can go.
然后再下一辈子再学另一个功课。
And in your next life, you have another lesson to be learned.
这已经否定了神这种绝对的善恶跟审判的一个主权了。
And so they have, so this is in distinct conflict with God's power and authority and judgment.
所以这样轮回的观念是没有所谓的就跟圣经上所说永恒的居所是不一样的。
So this type of the concept of reincarnation is in conflict with what the Bible tells us that there is a final resting place for us.
人不断的在轮回当中。
And during these continuous cycles of reincarnation.
其实轮回它有几个错误的地方。
And there are some fallacies.
比如说轮回它无法来说明是谁规定这个轮回的游戏规则呢
And who is it that determined the game of the rule? Or the rule of the game?
如果有这种照这样规则在轮回的话那是谁规定它要这样做呢
Who determines how the process of reincarnation works?
再来这个最早是谁开始轮回的
And another question is, who started this process?
他找不到起点。
And so they could not find a starting point.
他只是说现在就是这样。
And so they said that is the present state.
所以这是一种并不能确定的东西。
So this is something that is of great uncertainty.
而且它也与现实互相矛盾。
And even what is...It is in conflict with the reality.
我曾经问问这个我一个同事。
I asked one of my colleagues.
说你相信轮回吗
？That do you believe in reincarnation?
他说当然相信不管人家怎么，不管是怎样呢
？And he said, "Of course I believe." What do you believe?
大部分的知识分子都相信轮回。
And most of the people who are well educated, they believe in this.
那我就问他一个问题。
So I asked him a question.
我说。 我就把刚那两个问题问他，他不知道怎么回答哈。
I asked him those two questions earlier, and he do not know the answer.
我再问他第三个问题。
So I asked him another question.
好，你觉得现在我们的社会比二十年前的社会啊更乱、更罪恶，还是更善良
？Do you believe that our society today is more sinful, or is it better than 20 years ago?
他说当然是更罪恶。你看现在自然越来越坏，人心越来越坏，骗术一大堆。
And he said, of course, it is more sinful than before. There is all kinds of crimes and violence.
那我再问他说，那现在的我们社会人口比二十年前多还是少呢
？And then I asked him another question: is that is the population greater or less than before?
他说当然是越多了。
And he said we have a greater population.
那我说那如果是这样的话就矛盾了。
And he said then there is something wrong.
如果照轮回的说法。
And if based on the principle of reincarnation,
人会越来越多，表示啊，是这个人心越来越好，才会轮回转世成为人。
And the human heart, humans must be good so that they can reincarnate to become humans again.
那所以社会越罪恶，表示人越多跑到深处去了，他人口应该减少。
But if you don't live a good life, then when you reincarnate, you become animals.So the human population should decrease.
怎么可能这个越罪恶人越多呢
？How could it be that the society is more sinful, but yet the human population is increasing?
哎，他想说好像有道理。
And so he felt that what I said was reasonable.
其实，在很多轮回的观念里面，他是带着一些矛盾的。
And so many of these concepts are self-conflicting.
尤其是他并没有积极的面对今生。
They are not actively confronting the present life.
圣经告诉我们的是，你只有今生。
The Bible tells us that there is one life to live.
你就要借着今这一辈子这条有限的生命来找到永生。
In this limited time span we have, we must try.To find our eternal home.
你没有机会等下辈子了。
There is no second chance.
你只有这一辈子。
In this life, this is your chance.
你找不到你就完了。
If you don't find it, I'm sorry.
所以我们会要让自己更积极的来过每一天。
So it forces us to live a more active life.
更加的认真的来过每一天。
It forces us to be more persistent and more diligent.
而不是在等待着下辈子。
And not to wait to be reincarnated into the next life.
反正还有下辈子没关系，反正永远都有下辈子，我就慢慢耗就好了。
If we think that there is another chance in the next life, well, we just simply wait.
反正永远都不会结束的。
And this is a never-ending cycle.
所以我们慢慢的修炼。
So we should gradually just...slowly improve.
那这就为人的罪恶找到了借口了。
So this becomes an excuse for human sins.
这个罪恶就是因为我做不到，那我下辈子再做好了，没关系。
And because I sin, I cannot do it well enough. We'll put it off until the next life.
有些更糟糕是说啊，我今天是一个受害者。
And some even say that today I am a victim.
原来我以前就是加害者，所以这一辈子才要变受害者。
In the past, I was because of the crimes I committed in the past. That is why I'm a victim today.
所以用这种方式来解释一些罪的问题。
So they try to use reincarnation to explain problems of sin.
他并没有说有一个审判者。
They do not believe in a final judgment.
他只说善恶都会有报。
They only say that good or evil, there will be.Payback.
每个人种什么因就收什么果。
And whatever you sow, that is what you reap.
但是他没有说是谁来这个决定结果的。
But he does not say who is the final, who determines our final ending.
所以我们看到今天这样的一个世代。
So this is the society that we live in.
人没有耶稣在心中。
And without Jesus in our heart.
人又找不到自己的家，找不到生命的方向。
We cannot find a true direction in life.
就用一些错误的想法来去把它连接起来。
So we try to use many of these erroneous concepts and theories to try to explain things.
再加上我昨天所提到的，还有很多的灵啊，它有能力来做这些事情。
In addition, there are different spirits that has the power to perform these things.
哎，就让人更相信他所说的，他所想的是对的。
And so it compels us to believe what they claim is true.
啊，他觉得可以控制这些。这个不明的能力
They feel that they have the power to control the unknown
来增进人的生活
and to improve our lives
这是一种非常错误的想法
and so this is a truly erroneous concept
在基督教信仰里面它没有轮回的观念
In Christian belief there is no such thing as reincarnation
因为我们有一个圣经上告诉我们，我们有一个比地上更美的家乡。
Because the Bible tells us that there is a better place than this earth.
在哥林多后书做这样的比喻。
In 2 Corinthians, it tells us.
看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
5. 哥林多后书第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
他说：“我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造。”不是人所造在天上永存的房屋好这一段经文保罗用帐篷看房屋来做一个对比
Here Paul made a comparison between a house and a tent
因为以色列人他们的祖先是游牧民族
And the ancestor of the Israelites they were nomads
帐篷对他们来说并不陌生
A tent is not something foreign to them
他们在旷野四十年都住帐篷。
For 40 years in the wilderness, they live in tents.
那么他们每年都要纪念这个旷野的日子，就有住棚节。
And so every year, they have the feast of the tabernacle.
然后让他们知道他们以前是这样子过日子的。
To remind them of how they live in the past.
所以保罗用这样的形容，他们马上就知道。
So when Paul said this, they understood.
这地上的帐篷。
This is the earthly tent.
没有不是居无定所的。
It is something that is not permanent.
今天在这扎营，明天又要搬到别处。
You may put up tent here, but tomorrow you'll move to another place.
你要在这里换来换去。
And so you must move about on this earth.
而且这个帐篷呢，会越来越旧。
And this tent will get old.
越来越破。
And you will be tattered.
开始就会漏雨了，漏水了。
And perhaps the water and the moisture might come in.
在第四节就这么说到。
So in verse 4,
我们在这个帐篷里，在那里叹息劳苦啊。
We are in this tent. We groan and murmur.
这个帐篷啊，住得很不舒服呢。
And in this tent, it is not easy to stay in.
但是呢，他说也不愿意脱下这个，并不是愿意脱下这个。
Not because that we want to be unclothed.
所以我们人虽然在这个地上的人生觉得说它是苦难不舒服。
Even though in this world we feel very toilsome, very burdensome.
但是你也不愿意脱下这个。
But yet we do not want to be unclothed.
如果你没有那永存的房屋的话。
Without this eternal home.
你没有帐篷了，你就什么都没了。
Without this tent, then you have nothing.
所以虽然破，还是蒙躲，还是勉强的住了。
And even though it is tattered, it is uncomfortable, but yet we try to put up with it.
这就是人的，这就是人了哈。
And so this is the fact of life.
很无奈的人生。
And our life, at times we feel very we don't know what to do.
所以我们刚说的，现在人就想出一些想法说我们还有另外一条路，那也许这个帐篷可以变得更漂亮。
So we try to find alternatives to try to beautify our tents.
我们可以让自己改进自己的帐篷。
We try to improve our tents.
其实那是这个自我欺骗的话。
And so these are words of self-deceiving.
他在这里说到，地上帐篷一定会拆毁的。
And the Bible here says that this earthly tent will be torn down one day.
但是相信神的人，他就可以得到神给我们永存的房屋。
If we believe in God, we will have a building that is built by God.
哪里有来生呢？
And where can we find the afterlife?
帐篷拆了，你就不是没地方住，就是你相信神住到永远的房屋去。
When our tent is destroyed,And either we have no place to stay, or we go to this eternal home in heaven.
所以 圣经给我们的观念很明确。
So the Bible teaches us very clearly.
天上的神为我们预备那住的地方。
Our God in heaven has prepared a house for us.
那个是比帐篷好千万倍的地方。
And this house is far better than the tent.
而且它是不会震动的国了。
And it is in the unshakable kingdom.
可以说是一个好得无比的地方了。
In a place that is far better.
所以在保罗的这个书信里面，他就用这样来形容。
So in the letters of Paul, he repeatedly gives us this message.
他说那是一个好得无比的。
Paul says that that is a place that is far better.
如果要他选择在这个地上，还是要离开这个地上，他愿意选择离开，因为他知道他要去好得无比的地方。
If he could choose to stay in this world or to leave, he'd rather choose to leave.
当然。可能没有人去过那里，再回来告诉我们那是什么地方。
No one has been there and come back and tell us.
那也许有人看过异象。
Perhaps some have seen visions.
那个异象是给我们一种观念。
And the visions, it is just a concept.
但是那个实体他并没有看到。
But yet they have not seen what is the true essence.
所以我们将来可能我们不知道是什么样的状况。
So in the future, we do not know what the heavenly home may look like.
但我想将来神给我们的地方就是那种很好的地方。
But yet, this heavenly home, it is a very wonderful place.
只能用一个好的无比来形容，不然也没有办法其他来形容。
And the best words that Paul can use to describe is that this is a place that is far better.
那个地方除了没有罪以外，我想应该是什么都有啊。
It's a place that is sinless, and apart from that, we can find everything.
神是充满创意的神。
And God is very creative.
我想他给我们创造的将来的住的地方，绝对不是我们脑子可以想得到的。
Our eternal dwelling place, it is not something that our minds can comprehend.
所以保罗说如果那个盼望看得见，就不叫盼望了。
So Paul says that if the hope is something that we can see, then that is not hope.
我们没有办法想象的东西。
It is something that we cannot imagine.
因为是主耶稣预备的。
Because that is what Jesus had prepared for us.
我们人对我们现在住的地球都还没有完全了解。
We cannot even fully understand our earth that we live in.
现在就有我们。我们这个一些科学家要跑到附近的金星、火星去探测，看看那个样子、那个心情是什么样子。
And many of the scientists try to send spacecrafts to neighboring planets to see what it's like there.
你看这个世界这么丰富，让我们人真的是就是这个物质，我们都没有办法完全了解，来去研究完。
And on just this earth, there are so many things for us to understand, to research about.
这都是神的工作啊。
This is all by the work of God.
那他只是做这个物质的东西，你都无法理解，那么一小部分你都还没有找到。
If we cannot even understand the material world, this earth that we live in today.
那么整个宇宙呢？
How about the entire universe?
那更何况这个将来的这个天家？
And furthermore, heavenly home in the future.
那已经不知道比这个物质好几千万倍了。
It is perhaps thousands of times better than what we have today.
那我们更不可能用我们这样的智慧能够理解。
And so this is not something that can be understood by our limited knowledge.
我们只能去体验。
We can simply try to experience.
我们只能凭信心来相信神的慈爱。
And by our faith, we believe in God's grace and mercy.
相信神的信实。
We believe that God is faithful.
那我们能够将我们的生命一生交托在他的手中。
We entrust our life in God's hands.
那你也能够从这中间呢得到坚定的体验。
And through this process, we can have many experiences that confirm our belief.
所以我们从这个圣经里面来看。
So from the scriptures.
我们从这个信徒里面的体验来看
，from our experiences among believers，
其实神他就算他都不要做什么新天新地
，if God does not create the new heaven and new earth，
人只要靠近神，就像在天国一样，就喜乐到不行了。
As men, if we can just come near to God. We can enjoy the happiness of heaven.
那个从那个啊，耶稣三个门徒到变帽山，我们就知道。
If we look at the three disciples of Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration,
啊，就是那种见证。
And that was a wonderful testimony.
所以彼得也在他书信里面讲到那个光，约翰也在他书信里面讲到那个光。
So both Peter and John talk about that glorious light, that they witness, in their epistles.
他们为那光做见证。
They were witnesses for the light.
啊，将来约翰长老看到将来新天新地也是那个光。
So when John in Revelation saw the new heaven, new earth, that was the same glorious light.
光是那个光，你就快乐到不行。
By seeing that light, they were filled with joy.
我们啊，我记得在啊，我们有一位同工哈，他的爸爸啊，他曾经看异象，在祷告中看到那个光。
We have a co-worker. His father saw the glorious light in a vision.
他说啊，他这辈子多么期待啊，再有机会看到这个光。
He said that how he hoped they can see that light again.
他说只要给他啊看三秒钟就好了。
He just need to see the light for 3 seconds.
他就很满足了。
Then he'll be completely satisfied.
他愿意用一切来换这三秒钟。
He was willing to give up all things, for the another opportunity to see it. He did not see anything.
他只看到那光。
He only saw the light.
他说那种感觉真的是太美好了。
He said that feeling is indeed, wonderful.
这样体验就跟圣经上这古圣徒说的是一样。
So this is, the same experience, that the saints have experienced.
神就是那个光。
God is in the light.
啊，在这光里面就有神永远的福气。
In the glorious light, we can see, the eternal blessings of God.
那何况是他为我们建造的永远的家呢？
And, so furthermore, our eternal home is even more glorious.
啊，这是值得我们追求跟羡慕的地方。
So this is something that we all need to, admire and pursue.
圣经都是神的话。
The Bible contains the word of God.
天上的神他。所以他说他如果没有早就告诉我们了，表示那一定有的。
And, Jesus says that if he were not, if he did not prepare a place for us, he would have told us.
愿我们亲爱的朋友也能够与我们一同来寻求这样的一种福气。
Hope that, our dear friends can also, seek, this eternal blessing with us.
在将来天上永远的家上面会有一个家是写着你的名字。
In the eternal home in heaven, there will be one.With our name on it.
那就是你的产业。
That is our heavenly.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们就做以上的见证。
And this concludes our sermon.
我们最后一起来唱赞美诗197首。
Let's sing hymn 197.